Upstairs. He was on 7 Tower. Remember, Anna kept asking for the, no, Fari. Fari kept asking for the, your notes and everything, Graham, because she was trying to give him outpatient appointment. She couldn't get an appointment without the note.
From jail to me.
Oh boy. That's where it went. Okay. I'll watch for it. So I signed up for Social Security and Medicare yesterday.
You're already 70 years old?
No, I'm 67. I'll be 68 this summer. But I thought I better sign up now. Who knows what's going to happen in 2 years. And I can keep working and just bank that money and just keep socking it away.
Yeah, that's fine. So you're going to, so you got Part A.
No, I signed up for Part A and B.
And what did you take? Medicare primary?
Yeah.
And what is your secondary now?
Smart Health.
Smart.
When I do retire, we'll have to
figure out what to do.
Yeah. What do you have?
Medicare primary. And I had taken G plan. Okay, so they cover practically everything. And I have Blue Cross secondary. I just got it, Blue Cross secondary. And then I have some prescription plan. And I'm at our bracket is such that they charge me for Part B, something like that, $800. Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. So they are going to give me money out of that $800 they are going to take out. So I talked with the agent, and then Social Security lady, very nice lady, and she called me back and she said, "You must be a doctor." I said, "Why?" "I can see how much you work." So what happens? So she said, once you retire and your income goes down, at that time they will start taking $200 or $300 for Part B. Right now they are going to take $800. And she said, well, Obama changed that rule, that in the past there was a maximum you can take so much. Okay, and that was $500. But they changed the rule and said, depending on your income, people who make more, they pay more. I understand that.
Yes, it is. That's a lot.
Okay.
When you think about it, that's almost a house payment.
Yeah, they were, last 30 years, I am paying for Social Security. Actually, 37 years. Okay. And if I look at my check, what Social Security gives me, I said, that only this much? Yeah, you are at maximum. I said, if I'm maximum there, why am I not maximum at taking out money? Right? You should be saying, oh, more money than that.
I'm just afraid that there's not going to be anything left by the time I'm 70. So.
But that lady told me that, ask your wife to claim Social Security now, because her Social Security is not going to go, don't wait till 70 and all that. So I told her, hey, you should go. She said, I don't want handouts. I'm okay.
Not a handout. You put that money in. It's your money.
I said, why don't you claim it then?
It's her money.
She's going to wait till 70. I don't question it.
Yeah.
Are you married?
No, I'm not.
You're going to make a fine husband.
Yeah. My dad is married. Don't question it.
Go with it.
Go with it.
See, my philosophy is, you can have any battle out of the house. Okay? Chances are high that you will win. Most of them, some you will lose. At home, you don't want battle, because then there is a fire outside, fire inside. You are a pain.
Choose your fire. Choose your blame.
Yeah. So once I come home, no questions asked.
No, you talk to Dan for me.
Yeah.
He's a police officer.
Yeah, that's something different, right?
He is not going to listen to anybody.
Yeah. He's a good buddy at the campground. I call them the Cosmic Soul Brothers. They're so much alike. So I come over there, and they had had some words about some stupid thing or another. So John tells me, goes, you know, I finally figured out Dan and I. Dan knows everything, and I'm always right. So I'm going to have to start biting my tongue more. Keep that up, John. You'll be wearing it in your mouth like I have to wear from biting my tongue so much. Grab my teeth.
Have I told you a story of my patient? Okay, she was living in Detroit. Okay, the neighborhood was going down, 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 down. Single white woman, okay, senior lady, and I had a Fisher office. At that time, she used to come there. So, and I said to her, listen, all the neighborhood is gone from your where you live. You are the only one left. Okay, so why don't you move? Why am I moving? This is my house for the last 60 years. I'm not going to move. I said, do you feel safe? Yeah, I have a shotgun. Okay. I said, but people will notice that you are a single, older female. Okay. Okay. And then she had my cell phone number, and she called me at night time. Okay. And she said, there is a problem. Dr. Sam, are you up? Yes. What is the problem? And I shot somebody. I said, okay, keep quiet. Don't say anything. Okay, where are you? So and so. I called the precinct. I was knowing the captain there. And I said, I need a favor. Will you please send somebody, blah, blah, blah. This is what has happened. Not that it happened. So they went there. Two white police officers. This is a black guy trying to get into her house from the picture window. Okay, he broke the picture window, big picture window. Front side, and he's trying to climb in, and he shot him in the chair. Boom. Jeez. But he went outside.
Oh, there
we
go.
We
got up in trouble.
What did he do? He picked up the body. Shut up. Not to say anything. Okay? They wrote all the reports. He said, creamy. Crummy guy, okay, that guy had so much wrong record about criminal activity.
Mm-hmm.
So, nothing happened, but she decided to move right after that.
So
this is dangerous because I shot somebody, they will be knowing, their family will start coming. Some police officers have said, you cannot do it anymore. There are body camera. Your husband is from that age. They could do anything.
Yeah. My husband's part of the reason they have to wear body cameras now. He was on the stressing
list. He was pretty decent guy, though.
Yes.
Yeah,
all his buddies
found even now.
A great cop.
Very
he was a good cop.
Good guy.
He was a sergeant. So call him Sarge. When they start that, Lieutenant Dan. We got to go in June. Coming up, their big reunion they have for the retirement. Group. They had the big event up in Frankenmuth for all the retired police that are in the association. Retired police and fire from Detroit.
Of course, they are going to be friends or die. So.
Yes. He said so many from the police academy that were there with them had gone already, younger than him.
Yeah, it happened.
Because he didn't join the police until after Vietnam. He was in Vietnam and in the Marines for 4 years, so.
I saw that those pictures. He's such a handsome man.
Yeah.
Even now, he's so handsome.
Yeah.
So handsome.
For 80 years old, he still looks great.
Fantastic.
And he's in good shape. except his mind is starting to slip.
You are there to control him, don't you?
Yeah, I did. Good luck with that. But, you know, while I was gone this time when I went to Indiana, all the neighbors came and fed him, brought him food, and looking out for him.
He's a good guy.
Don't run that cute little old man crap on me.
Yeah, he's all right.
He must have texted me 1,000 times while I was gone.
That's true, because he might have lost it. He did not know, hey, where is this, where is that? Mm-hmm. In the house. Right?
For Father's Day, you know what I got him? Tag things put on his keys.
Yeah, keys, so that he
so we can track them.
I put one of those on my keys. I do, because I lose them. And that's the other thing, is my younger siblings will take the keys to go drive, and then they'll just come back, they throw them somewhere. So I got, makes a little noise, and I just find it.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, hey, I have to go to my home. I'm just sitting here, huh, baby? That's not good.
We don't mind.
No.
We're better there, than Macomb anyway.
Yeah.
That's true. That is true, though.
Yeah.
Marissa came to me, okay? Who is somebody?
Lisa.
She's upstairs.
Yeah.
She came in. They treated her so good, okay? She said, whoa, I got a royal treatment here. That's what she said to me. I said, yeah, this is a good place. Because our staff is good. Yeah, always respect. Makul is different, you know.
Yeah, they're a little rough around the edges.
Oh, too rough.
Yeah, they definitely are.
She looked at me and she said, you did not write any order, you did not do anything here. You just give verbal orders and all that. I said, yeah, this is how it is. They even don't give me order form. I have to find order form to write my order. Then every now and then I get pissed and reduce senses. Then they at least in the order forms.
Well, they should.
It's not bad. That's not my job. That is what they tell me.
Well, in downtime, everyone's job is a little different.
Yeah.
It's not my job to be running back and forth. And
yes, they do. They are good people. Yes. We are a lot more cohesive here. It's not.
Then you don't get that at home.
No. Did you hear Amy say that it's the docs, the medical doctors are writing the certs over there, they're going to do it here. Well, you need to put out, you need to talk to Dr. Bonfiglio and put out a massive memo because they're not going to take it from me. I've tried for years. How many years have I been trying to get them to do it? Dr. Veal and Dr. Kanja, the female Dr. Kanja, were the only two that would do it.
See, Macomb has a different outlook a little bit. I'll tell you what it is. Most of the medical doctors, okay, the private practitioners are practically gone, okay? The internist, there are 3-4 private practitioners. Everybody else is a employed physician. So, employed physician, they tell them, hey, this is how you do it. That's what it is.
Oh, well, she's welcome to have at it, but I'm not taking that battle on.
No, don't. You are okay right now. If I have to go and do some commitment, I do it. No big deal.
And then if, I'm not driving over to your office anymore. Remember Dr. Trevetti ran me, hit me, my own doctor. I was pulled over waiting for an ambulance, and my doctor, she didn't, I'm sure she was probably on her phone.
Yeah.
Bam, hit me so hard, it hit me into the guy in front of me, and he hit the guy in front of him. And so hard she hit me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. She doesn't even wave my copay. She's good.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You're not going to wave my copay.
That poor girl must have been scared. Your doctor must have. She must have been relieved. Oh, that baby. Okay.
Yeah.
He's not going to come and choke me.
Yeah. And then, remember Paula? over. She pulls up next. What happened? Dr. Cavalier, are you okay? And then she sees me, Daddy.
Okay,
Daddy.
Okay, Daddy. I'm going to get charged now. All right. You're
going to test positive for caffeine? Does that work as well as the diet Pepsi now for you?
No.
No. Done that.
That's not
thing,
but I don't want a hole in the stomach.
You need to start eating something, even if it does make you drowsy. You need to start eating
just
a little
bit of
some kind of
protein. Yeah, if you do protein, like you said, and something little. Maybe even like a protein bar, a bite or two. That way it's not heavy.
Lunchtime, every day there is lunch in my office. Every day. Never touch it. I don't. It's for stuff.
I'm coming over for lunch.
Yeah.
All right, Dad?
Yeah. When it's bad in the cafeteria,
And you shouldn't eat that.
I don't eat it. If I eat even a little bit, I am fast asleep.
Really?
What do you eat
then? I know.
Nothing.